When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome along, one and all, to a very special and slightly odd edition of Ready Player 2. This is not going to be canon. Is it canon, Lewis, or Kanan?
Canon.
It's not canon.
It's not going to be a camera.
It's not a camera either.
Or a printer.
Panasonic's none of them. This is a completely out-of-sequence episode of Ready Player 2. What we're going to do here is, the world of podcasts is a bit of a strange, incestuous place, and it can be difficult to find podcasts that you like. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring on a bunch of other guests from other podcasts, other gaming podcasts, and we're going to introduce them. And you get to hear them, you get to listen to the kind of stuff that they like to talk about, and if you like them and if you like the idea of behind their podcast, you might want to go out and you might want to listen to it. But obviously you need to always come back here because this is where you started. So, you know, remember where you came from.
Don't forget your roots. One love.
Yeah, exactly. One love. Peace out. So we're gonna get straight into it. We're not going to do any news. We're not going to do any of the stuff that we ordinarily do on this podcast. Instead, all we're going to do is bring on some guests, play some games. You get to hear them. You get to hear how funny they are and what the kind of stuff they like to talk about on their podcast is. And hopefully, if they plug themselves really well, you go and listen to them. So we're going to get right to it. So our first guest of the evening is John from a podcast called Digital Diaries. Hello, John.
Hello. Nice to meet you.
Hello. Oh, it's nice to meet you too. This is all exciting. We're getting like interlopers in from other podcasts.
Them interlopers.
I'm starting to get a little bit fearful for my job here. Not that I'm being paid, so I think it's okay. John, do you want to tell us a little bit about your podcast and the kind of shizbiz that you talk about?
Yeah. So we're a pretty much just gaming only podcast, apart from when we go off on tangents like films and
Nintendo.
Yes, Chris doesn't like Nintendo.
Well, there you go. That you can. If you talk about Nintendo, that's like 100% more Nintendo than we talk about.
I've been told to try and not talk about Nintendo, so...
Why you're on our podcast?
No, just in general.
Oh, just in general? Wiser words could not have been spoken by anybody.
But the format we go for is... It's not obviously unique, but it's unique from... I listen to about 10 podcasts, and no podcast does this, where it's a blind topic. So we come to the table... And most of the time it's a blind topic, so like I'll want to talk about the state of early access titles, for example, and somebody else will be like, they want to talk about early access, other things, you know, other stuff, and we go on with it. Now, our last one wasn't like that, because it was E3, so obviously we knew what we were going to be talking about, so, and it's fun. I don't like the name, so if you listen to this, Chris, we need to change the name.
You need to change the name from Digital Diaries to something else.
To something, yeah, gaming related.
Gaming related, okay, fine.
Nah, I'm always pulling his leg about it.
Are you listening to what these guys are doing on their show and taking notes, by the way?
Yes.
Yeah, we just need to make sure that we do that, because obviously the whole point in this podcast is so that we can steal other people's ideas.
That's all good, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, oh, okay. This is why we're not talking about any of the normal stuff that we talk about.
Or Nintendo. We always talk about Nintendo all the time, you should do it.
Oh,
it's amazing.
Geez. I might try it. So you guys like to go off on tangents and you talk about not necessarily the games that are coming out or the consoles that are coming out, but you talk about kind of areas around gaming and the things that affect all of the other stuff, like DLC and anything else that comes to mind.
Yeah, we've spoken about favourite genres, we've done quizzes on games, musics from games, locations within games. You know, it's varied, but it's always based around the thing that unites us, which is gaming.
What's the, from 1 to 10, what's the level of profanity on your podcast?
Oh, it's not too bad. Probably a 6.
A 6, there we go. We're gonna gauge everybody by a 6. Lewis, where do you reckon we sit on that chart?
Probably an 8.
An 8?
A motherfucking 8.
I'm going to have to step up my fucking game now. Jesus. I've got it right. I'm just going to kind of throw in here as well. I don't know when, like, what the weather's like when people are actually going to be listening to this podcast, but right now I am being parboiled on gas mark fuck because I'm in a conservatory and this is not pleasant.
Oh.
It's somewhere in the region of like 33 degrees at the moment and I'm not built for this. I've not got the slightest frame in the world. It's not doing me very well. Is it hot as balls where you guys are?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ugh,
yes.
Not nice, is it? All right, cool. We're not going to talk about tons of gaming things because we've got loads of guests to get on today. So what we like to do, one thing that we do sometimes on our podcast is we play games. So we just like to have little podcast games, keep it lighthearted. So we've got a couple that are our favourite and these are ones that we want to bring in tonight. So we're going to play a game with you, if that's all right?
Yeah, it's all good.
Right, great. The first game, I think, or this game that we're going to play is called the Random Game Name Game Name Game Name Game.
Okay.
Okay, so Lewis, are you going to mediate this?
Yep.
Or would you like to be involved?
Of course, I'm well on the ball and definitely have the...
game name generator up.
Yes, obviously.
Okay,
fantastic.
So, John, what the idea of this is that Lewis is going to randomly generate a game name.
Okay.
So he's got a super secret website that we go to, which will randomly generate a game name. We have got 60 seconds to make up a game surrounding that game name, give it a genre... give it the kind of like a rough outline of what the gameplay is going to be like, the age group that it's going to target, and possibly the consoles that it's going to be on.
Okay.
So to soften the blow, I'm going to go first. I was going to make you go first, so I had a better chance of winning. But I think that maybe what we'll do instead is I'll go first, so you can get a taste of what it's like. And I have had a history. I've got a very fluctuated history with this game. Sometimes I hit it, and sometimes I'm absolutely terrible. So
swing and a miss.
Well, I'm undefeated. So
you're undefeated at what?
At this. Nobody's beat me, have they?
Well, that is absolutely true. That is. I don't know if I can compete with that, to be honest. All right, fine. Lewis, have you got both the stopwatch and the random game name game
I
name
have
game
the stopwatch
name generator?
And I've got my first game name.
Okay, right. I'm psyching myself up. I would do a little bit of a jog on the spot or something, but I think I might melt. Okay, go on then. Hit me.
Okay, so your random game name is Kinky Golf Task Force.
Go. Okay, so this is a Mario game. This is obviously based on all the repetitive Mario games that they bring out all the time. So this is just Mario Smash Golf Super, whatever they call it normally, but with a twist. What was the game name again?
Kinky Golf Task Force.
Okay, fine. So it's a team-based game. So you've got your Wii U and you've got like two groups of two people. And so you're a task force. Each group is a task force. And what you have to do is you have to swing at your other team member to knock as much clothing off them as possible. The more clothing that you knock off and get them into their kind of kinky undergarments, the more points you get. Then at the end of the game, you have to swing as hard as you can to knock the other gamer, the other player, as close as you can to the golf hole. This is going to be obviously on the Wii U. I'm thinking they're going to mix it up and bring it out on the 3DS as well. It's going to be targeted for around about the 11 or 12 year old audience. And it's going to be coming out probably around summertime because obviously wearing less clothes is appealing to people who are getting nice hot weather. There we go. Did I fall within time?
Yeah, well within time. Like 55 seconds. You still had loads of time left.
Oh, I could have done all kinds of other stuff. That was it.
I just
the game was so there and on the money that I just knew exactly what I was going to do.
Cool.
that's a shining example of how not to come up with a game. So maybe you can do better. Have you got a game name ready for John Lewis?
I do.
John Lewis.
Yeah.
Okay, John. So your random game name game is Obsessive Compulsive Punching Universe. Go.
Okay, so it's a indie title. So it's clearly, you know, PS4, PC, Xbox One. Every platform, so, and you've got to punch universes, but you have to do it more perfect every single time, because
okay.
You know, you've got OCD, so you've got to punch, and then you realise that you've punched, so the aim of the game is to punch so hard that you then break the game, and it's just game over, and the game doesn't boot up anymore, because it's, it's like, screw that. So
you can only ever play this game successfully once?
Yes, pretty much, yeah. It's going to be it'll be $14.99 on everything apart from PlayStation, where it'll be free with PlayStation Plus straight away, because, you know, they like to be for the players and all that jazz. Single player.
That stipulation.
Single player, no save files, and 15 gig install. So...
Right, okay, that's it. That's time.
Oh my god. Okay, you had me at 15 gig install. That was it. That was it then. I really like this. So I love So you've just gone like, you forgot that you're not punching anything, you're punching the whole universe.
Yeah.
So it's just, you are literally, you're like God.
Imagine black and white.
Yeah.
But as God. And
if you'd have put a little bit of a kind of nasal voice on that, I could have just imagined Peter Molyneux pitching that.
Oh no, because if it was Peter Molyneux, I'd have been like, oh, it's, you are going to be God. You are going to be in the universe.
Yeah, yeah.
And it'll be out this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
By purchasing this game, you get a free DLC of actual divinity. You do become a deity.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you just punch the universe. Okay, I quite like that. All right, so we've got the juices flowing now. We've got a time for one more, Lewis.
Yeah, we've got one more round each. We can do that. We can do
that. Go on, let's do this. You keep the scoring to yourself, and then at the end.
Oh, my scoring.
Yeah. And then at the end, you can tell me that John won.
Okay, cool.
Just keep me fresh for now, because otherwise, I think the despair is going to get to me.
Right. Okay.
Go on then. Give me another one.
Okay. So this is your game is Radioactive Bongo Invaders. Go.
Okay. So this is a Donkey Kong bongo attack thing. Right, so this is, again, I can't, what is going on? John comes on the podcast and suddenly it's Nintendo. So this is the Donkey Kong bongo thing that I can't remember the name of. And the whole idea is that you've got to smack the bongos so hard and so fast that the motion builds up like radioactive isotopes within the bongo itself. I don't know where I'm going with this. Oh, and the Space Invaders. So Space Invaders are coming down from the top of the screen, and you have to beat them with the power of Bongo. So as they're moving from side to side, doing their bloop, 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 bloop thing, you have got to... Do the Bongos have, like, motion? I don't know. You move around the room, and you smack the Bongo every time you want to shoot them with radioactive isotopes, but you've got to build the radioactiveness up in the Bongo first, and you've got to do the entire thing to the tune of Bippity-Boppity-Boo. And it's going to be on Wii U. Well, the bongos on Wii U. It's going to be on the Wii. I don't think it'll be on anything else because the bongos didn't come out on that. But it's going to be on PS4 if you buy the Rock Band drums, and you can also play it with the Rock Band drums as well.
Right,
they don't
okay,
move
that's,
as well.
That's your time.
I'm glad you stopped me there because I didn't really know where I was going.
My only question is, when did Sony buy out Nintendo?
I don't know. I just don't know. As you may have gathered as I was going through that, I didn't have a clear direction.
No, but then you sort of brought it all back together, which
yes,
it started off as one game, and then it's like, oh yeah, shit, there's invaders in this, and then you brought it back around.
I like to feel like I brought it back in. It's you know, I like to tease with something that's going to be a little bit kind of melancholy at the beginning, and then I bring it home.
Much like your
sex
life.
I've thrown my wallet at the mic, so I apologise for your editor. But it's
exactly, just take my money, and I also accept bottle caps as payment. So that's
all right. Settle down, Bethesda. Last one. John, your game is, and you could be as awful as you want, is Michael Jackson's Shotgun Riders. Go.
Right, so, single player, all formats, 30 gig installed this time, because half of it is just the awesomeness of Michael Jackson. So we all remember Moonwalker, the game, yeah? Where you turn into
obviously.
The car. So
yeah, best game ever.
You play his right arm as... the computer controls the rest of him, and you just play his right arm. And your aim is just to blow the shit out of everything else.
Excellent.
So, and while you're doing it, every time you hit something, you get a note. And if you can get Thriller done, then boom, you know, 3 stars. And
what's the rest of Michael Jackson doing while you're his arm?
He's just on rails, so just moving through. probably moonwalking. Okay. You know, if you play.
Is he alive?
That is
he's
the big mystery.
He's a Transformer, so probably
not. That's the mystery. So, but it's like Castlevania. Once you finish it, you've got to play it backwards, so he just moonwalks all the way through the level.
Right.
Boy, you played this off. Oh, Jesus. Don't even tell me, Lewis. Do you know what? I don't even want to know. We're going to get all the way to the end of this podcast with all these other podcast guests, and I'm not going to have won a single game.
Nah.
Go on, tell me anyway.
Right. To be honest, I would definitely buy Michael Jackson Shotgun Riders.
Yeah, so would I.
Although, I think I would probably buy whatever Bongo Invader game it was.
Radioactive Bongo.
Yeah, Radioactive Bongo Invaders.
Radioactive Bongo Invaders. I'd probably buy that as well, and the peripheral.
It'd make me buy a PS4, to be fair.
yeah. Well, I was branching out, you see.
Yeah.
Let Nintendo license it out to other consoles.
Between the two, I think I like the idea of Michael Jackson Shotgun Riders a bit more, just because you get to then moonwalk your way back through the game.
It was a moonwalk, and I couldn't compete with that.
No.
There was nothing I could do. It was a fair fight. Thank you very much, John.
No, thank you. It was fun.
Yeah, then I hope everybody has enjoyed listening to John's podcast, because he's never coming back again. people who beat me at these games are never allowed back. To be perfectly honest, we just keep losing podcasters, so at some point it's just going to be me on my own. that's the end of the segment. We're going to keep these quite short and sweet because we've got quite a lot of people to get through. John, we're going to give you a moment to plug your podcast. Tell people where they can find the podcast, where they can find you and the podcast on Twitter, the website, whatever you want. Go.
Oh, lordy. Should have prepared for this, shouldn't I? So it's Twitter, it's just project_DD. We're on iTunes, project_DD. We're on SoundCloud, but SoundCloud's delayed. You know, we want to just focus on the iTunes community at the moment. You can find us... No, we haven't got a website. Chris, get on that.
Yeah, I haven't got a website.
We haven't got a website. Chris, get on that. There you go. So you can find us on soontobewebsite.net.moonwalking.
Excellent. That's just about as coordinated as our normal outro. Right, is that everything that you'd like to say? Would you like to plug anybody else?
No.
Cool. See you later.
Take care.
Thank you very much for coming along, John. We'll speak to you soon.
Take care, guys.
Laters. Bye.
We stand for Queen, Country, and Video Games. BRB UK. Worse teeth, better accents.
We're going to keep this ball rolling. We've got loads of guests to get on this evening. So the next guest, or the guest that we're going to talk to now, is Mr. Christopher Coleman. You may have heard him before on every podcast that's ever existed on the internet. But right now he's here to hawk the latest one that he's on, which is the Big Red Barrel UK podcast. Is that right?
Hi. Yes, that is right. Big Red Barrel UK podcast. You might have heard me on this podcast, in fact, once.
Yep.
Hawking several other podcasts that I used to be on.
Yeah, he just bitches himself around the whole internet.
Yeah, well, I kind of just move around and try to find myself a nice, steady home.
A mover and a shaker.
A mover and a shaker, more like a groover and a maker. Ah,
not a baker.
Not a baker, no. I will not have those slanderous words said about myself and my profession.
Okay, we've already got off topic. So, do you want to tell us a little bit about the Big Red Barrel UK podcast, the kind of stuff that you guys talk about, whether you're kind of an adult-related podcast? Not adult in a weird way, you know, like Triple X-Rays or anything.
Sexual.
But whether you're not for the kiddies, and whether you slant towards any consoles or PC, or whether you fit all over the place. Just let us know where you're at.
Okay, well, I'm actually kind of new to the Big Red Barrel UK podcast. So Big Red Barrel itself is kind of a spin-off from Sarcastic Gamer. You might have heard of them. And a while ago, a bunch of their writers and podcasts and stuff decided to go off and try and make it on their own. So they formed Big Red Barrel. The Big Red Barrel UK podcast formerly was the Sarcastic Gamer UK podcast. And they had three presenters of Dan, Tim and John. I'm a longtime listener of their show. And since John, who's probably he is the youngest of the group, he's grown up and decided he wanted to be a proper writer and started getting into journalism. So he's gone off to go and find his way in the world, and that left a nice shiny spot open for a replacement, and they decided the best idea would probably be sticking the guy who's the creepy stalker of the group.
That's just been hanging around the doorway.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, with the exception of Dan, I met them all at different cons and events and stuff. So, and literally one of them, I was walking around trying to find them. Only by the tones of their voice from the podcast was I able to figure out who the hell they
were.
Wow.
So that's a lot creepier than I thought that we were going to try and go with tonight.
No, it's incredibly creepy. They all know the story, thankfully.
So the kind of stuff that you guys talk about on the podcast, the consoles, do you slant towards PC gaming, indie gaming, or is it just kind of everything?
Well, the thing is, so Tim and myself, we're pretty much console gamers, have been all our life. I tend to bimble around in the PC space. Tim himself's got an Oculus Rift, so he likes to bimble around with that on the PC. Dan is more of he's kind of a mixture of the two, really, because he does a lot of PC games, and he uses the PC for more Twitch streaming kind of things, but then he plays a lot of Destiny. The guy's got some kind of Destiny addiction.
Okay. So there's no Nintendo? There's no heavy Nintendo presence here?
Well, me and Tim are actually the Nintendo representatives of the group. Tim, because he bought the Wii U pretty early on its life cycle. Me, because I have a slight obsession with little plastic toys that have chips in them.
Okay. I have seen quite a few.
May have heard of Amiibo.
Okay, it's not the right podcast to talk about Amiibo, but you know what, we're expanding our horizons. So what we've been trying to do with everybody that we've been talking to, or what we're going to try and do with everybody we're talking to tonight, is play a little game. We like to play games on Ready Player 2, so we get through a few games tonight, and people have probably heard you on Ready Player 2, but if they haven't, they get a good feel for the kind of humour that you guys have, and if they want to listen to Big Red Barrel, then they can go over and carry on with that humour over there. So the game that we've got lined up tonight is a game that we used to do loads and loads and loads. It, which was the top three. We haven't done it so much recently, but we want
to
go back.
Because we did it to death.
I've actually participated in the...
You have.
I picked a question for it and everything.
Oh, good grief. Okay, well, you're not allowed to win tonight. No. So, Lewis has got the question. Oh, did I? Wow, that is retro.
Rigged.
Okay, so Lewis has got the question for tonight. Do you want to shoot right into it, Lewis?
Yep, let's go. So, what are the top three video game characters you would want to see with a beard? This is a bit of a throwback to our very first episode and our very first top three, where we did the top three beards in gaming.
I think I won that one as well. We're hitting all the high notes tonight. This is
video game characters we want to see with facial hair as opposed to video game characters with facial hair.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I mean, I suppose you could pick one with facial hair and just want them to have more or different facial hair, possibly.
Ooh.
So who are we going to start with, Lewis?
Let's start with you, Rich.
Okay, that's lovely. Thanks for that. Right, okay, I've got an easy one, and this might be a bit of a cheat, but I think it'd be amazing. I want to see Batman with facial hair.
Damn it, that was my idea.
just because he's just got this little cutout, yeah, for his gob. Mm. So he's just got this slice out of his mask for his gob. And I'd just love to see it filled with this massive, bushy beard. For a couple of reasons. One, there would be no point in the cutout other than beard release. So I like to think it was like as an ejector seat for the beard. But also, make it nigh on impossible for anybody not to recognise him in real life.
I think I watched Beard Release once.
Beard Release, that thing? Okay.
I think Louis was in it.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah. So, that was a crazy summer. Things we do for money.
I hope you got paid well.
That's it. And I like the idea that he has to shave it to the exact edges of the suit. And so, just so when he takes the mask off, he's just got an exact cutout of where the mask goes with the beard.
Kind of like a pudding bowl cut.
Exactly, with a Batman.
You're cutting around the cowl.
Yeah, and like Alfred comes in with a cutthroat razor and a template and has to like shave him down so he fits perfectly. Just a beard. So that's my first one. Are we going to shift to Chris for his first one?
So Chris, what's your first one then?
Okay, a little bit of a cheat.
Batman.
I'm going to take someone who has facial hair already and alter it slightly. I want to see Mario with a Chaplin.
Well, what? Before it was called the Adolf
the
Hitler.
The toothbrush.
Yeah, the paintbrush, the toothbrush, the Hitler, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
That'd be funny. And maybe dye it some kind of colour. Maybe red to go with the costume. That'd be pretty cool.
That'd be amazing, actually.
Or,
shave
it into an M.
Okay, I can get on
board
with that.
But then you could wear a hat without the M, and it'll look like it dropped off. But then his moustache, which would be dyed red and shaved in the style of an M, would look like the M had fallen down onto his top lip.
Oh.
And I like the idea that Wario would have... So this is where I'm going with this, right? So Wario's got the W, but then it like curls up at the edges. Yeah, so he like waxes it, see what it... And then Luigi, it just comes down and goes off to one side?
Yeah, that would work.
So he has an L. Does that work?
I mean, Luigi kind of goes that way, because isn't his moustache meant to be a W anyway?
Oh, I don't know. I didn't really know that.
Man, you've got to brush up on your Waluigi facts, otherwise what's the point in having a video game podcast?
It's like Nintendo, really. No.
Like, it's podcasting 101. When you go to iTunes, you're like, hey, I want to submit this podcast. Is that about video games? Yes, it is. Okay. Tell me these 10 facts about Waluigi.
No, I don't. I've never done that
then
before.
They take away your podcasting license.
Do I get my second one?
That's why I have so many podcasts now. I had to go to school.
You're not allowed to talk anymore. We're not getting him. This is ridiculous. Okay, can I have my second turn?
Just before we move on, just a quick FYI. Mm. Don't ever image search Hitler Mario.
I'm doing it now.
Because I'm pretty sure it'll get you put on some sort of...
list.
Website or some sort of list.
That... I used Starling Mario in a Google search.
Oh, good grief.
And that was the image I found was actually used on a podcast cover when I was on Red Wine Gamers.
Does that happen to be the picture of him with a load of Goombas goose stepping?
No, it's just like a really maniacal looking Mario, really sort of portrait style. True story.
Rich, right, what's your second video game character you'd like to see with more facial hair?
Ellie from The Last of Us. Right, so you get a cutscene, right? And you got this gruff bloke, and you haven't seen Ellie thus far in the game, or whatever. And you've got this gruff bloke, and he's got a pretty incredible beard, and he's all got all the salt and pepper shiz going on. And he's being all gruff and zombie apocalypse-y. And he goes to rescue this girl, and you can't see her face, and she's got her back to the camera, and he walks up to her and goes, I'm here to save you, or something similar. And she turns around, and she's got a matching beard! So that's... That's where I'm going.
And so her beard would match the Strangle Dad.
Yeah, just perfectly. Just like exactly like his beard.
Awesome. Would she have normal the little hair. White bits as
she
well?
She could have her hair, but just his beard.
Okay.
Or even maybe a slightly twist. I don't know. A twist on his beard. I don't mind.
Maybe entirely his face on
yeah,
her
yeah,
body.
The little...
So he turns. She turns around and he's
no.
Like, ah! That's terrifying.
You are now entirely dripping this from my perversion. So... I quite like, and maybe we could twist the game up, like she's his daughter and that's why, or something, I don't know, we don't need to think about it too much, but that's, I think that would be amazing. Just a mod to that game that does that, I could play that game all day long.
Okay,
there you go,
right.
That's mine.
Now we're all suitably traumatised. Chris, what's your next one?
So I'm not going to have a long story to this one, just to save you a bit of time and myself a bit of editing. I really like the idea of seeing Qbert with...
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Like a sort of... like a musketeer's kind of the swish little goatee moustache jobby. I want to see, you know, where sort of points each side is the moustache with a little gap in the middle and then the little sort of soul patch, but not because it kind of grows out long into a point as a little goatee beard. I hope this is making perfect sense. I might have to Photoshop one and I'll knock it up so you can see it.
That's not even... How does his big nozzly mouth...
Failing that, if that's too hard to imagine, then Qbert with Tony Stark's goatee from the Iron Man and the Avenger movies.
But does he even have a chin?
I'm with you.
Well, that's the beauty of it. I mean, recently I saw in a very hipster-looking bar a oversized light bulb with a beard stuck to it. So I'm imagining it'd look a bit like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if mine wasn't traumatic enough for you... good. Do I get another? I think that maybe we should just stop it there.
No.
I thought there was
on.
Three.
Yeah, finish it off.
He's trying to chicken out. He can't think of
the
first.
No, I think I might do. I'm not really going to be able to follow any of these. So Link's had enough. He's fucking had it. He's fed up saving Zelda. Because the bitch always just rolls back time. And everybody forgets. He has been living in a perpetual childhood for hundreds of years, potentially. Yeah? This guy's broken. There is something right. So, do you know what? It starts off with a game, and he's had it. He's had enough. We're talking Die Hard, or the Sixth Day, or whatever the fuck that Arnold Schwarzenegger film was. He's a down and out. He's probably, like, drug addled, like he's been taking far too many health potions. And he is, he's drinking a lot.
Tits on manna.
Exactly. It's all that, you know? And he's just like, he's been hitting the bottled fairies really hard, you know? The dust is just fairy dust all on his top lip, and he's just got like a massive beard, like a proper long hobo beard, and he's just like sat in a dank bar drinking. And I'm imagining this very much like Wolverine in that X-Men movie that they did, where like somebody walks up to him asking him to save the world, and he's just like, fuck off, and downs another fairy dust or something similar.
Did he call him Bub?
Yeah, that'd be fine too. I'd be okay with that. That's not a problem.
Good.
So just a down and out Link, just like a proper kind of bummed out. And I'd almost like this to go in a solid, like give him an eye patch, solid snake it. That's fine by me too. So that, yeah.
So we're sticking an eye patch on his one snake.
Yeah, well, that's a different, so yeah, I'm just going to go with Link with a beard to not make it any more traumatic than it already is. And it lends itself to a whole different style of Nintendo game that traumatizes children, which really appeals to me as well. So the whole thing goes for it. That's it. I think that's my strongest one so far.
Okay.
Follow that.
Chris, I think you've got one last one, haven't you?
I have. I'll have a go.
You? I haven't been keeping count, to be honest.
Oh, okay.
I nodded off about 10 minutes ago.
Fuck off!
I kind of zoned out.
Do you know what? Just bollocks to it. Don't have another one if you want. I'll win. I win by default.
Ellie, Cuba, Link, and he's there in his head going meow, 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 meow. Blanka from the popular Street Fighter series.
Yep.
I'd like to see him with the whole the broom handle mutton chops, so the moustache to the mutton chops, the Lemmy, some might call it.
I thought, didn't he have that? Because doesn't he have massive mutton chops anyway?
He sort of does, but I want a connecting moustache, so he looks a bit sort of
okay.
Old London gentry. And then he can go out in a suit and a little bowler hat.
With a top hat. Oh, I like that.
All the best bit is it's got to be bright orange.
Yeah, yeah, that's the best thing, because yeah. So it's like the top of his head is being cut off from the bottom of his head by like an orange slash.
Not the most funny idea, it's just I like the idea in my head.
It's more funny when you think of it that he's going to turn up to the fight in a full suit with a top hat on.
Or you see him at a wedding.
Possibly a monocle.
Or a hipster bar. I'd see him in Shoreditch.
Very odd things happen in your head. Very, very odd things.
Yeah.
I think we can take that away and kind of apply it to the entire Big Red Barrels podcast. Okay, Lewis, go on, score that.
I'll be honest. Can't believe I'm saying this.
Go on.
So it's Hitler Mario.
Yep.
Is that a point for Hitler Mario?
Yeah, that's a point for Hitler Mario.
What? What?
That's a point for Hitler Mario.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I come with props, my friend.
A point for Cubert. Tony Stark Cubert.
Right.
And... yeah, sorry, Rich. Yeah. You do get a point for your traumatizing Ellie, but...
But what about Link? What about Link? What about Batman? What about...
Oh, Batman was quite entertaining as well, but not... yeah, it was only half a ding.
I'm not going to enjoy this podcast at all. The entire thing, from beginning to end.
I'll tell you how you could have won this with the Batman, Rich.
Yeah, not having you on. That's how I could have won.
What you should have done is gone for... Still, the idea of the beard that has to be shaved sort of at cowl level, but then that is then shaved into a bat symbol.
Oh, bollocks! God damn it!
There you go.
Why didn't I think of that? Good grief. Okay, fine. Another knob wins. So, there we go.
Hooray!
Chris... Punt, the Big Red Barrel podcast. Tell us where people can find you online. Tell us where people can find the website, the Twitters, any Facebooky things that you've got going on. Go out with a bang.
Cool. So, BigRedBarrel.com. That's where you can find all the awesome podcasts from the Big Red Barrel. And you can also find us on Twitter at Big Red Barrel. You can find us on Facebook.com/BigRedBarrel. So you can like and follow us or one or other, maybe. We are on iTunes. We're on Stitcher. We're on all the good places that podcasts are available, including the UKPodcasters.com directory of podcasts, where you can go on, find us, and vote for us for UK Podcast of the Year in the video games category. Head-to-head action with Red Player 2.
No, we're going to have to cut that out. That's going to have to be cut out.
Also, I'm at The Phenomenal C. You can find me on Twitter that way, and almost any video games console medium with that handle as well. And I had one more thing I was going to say, and I can't remember. Oh, yeah, that's right. You asked if we were a family or sexy podcast. We are a sexy podcast, but we are indeed catered to a PG market.
Are you? Are you bleeped out? Or are you just... You're not with the swearing?
We're censored, but we try not to swear so much. But lately... So, we had an... We're trying to... you might have heard this game called Dimension Drive on Kickstarter. It was the one that someone backed a load of money to, and then they took away their bid. So, when okay. they passed their... Yeah, the campaign got pulled because it looked like it was going to beat its target, and it didn't. All this nastiness happened, but eventually they got to go back on, and they're letting us, our show and our audience, name one of the enemy ships there. So, we were trying to find a name, but we weren't allowed anything sordid or with swear words in it. And the example I decided to throw out there was the SS Wank Pheasant.
Okay.
Then we had to debate whether we could say the word wank or not, which we decided we could, but decided it would be funnier if we bleeped the word pheasant. So there's an entire podcast.
Good God.
And the word pheasant.
This is the
from
kind of shenanigans that you just don't expect on a family-oriented podcast. I've got to be honest.
Yeah, so there's always a wank... Wank.
It's completely bleeped out.
Wank.
God damn it.
Big Red Barrel UK podcast.
Thank you very much, Chris, for coming on. Thank you very much for indulging us tonight. And thank you in advance for editing the entire goddamn thing.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Yay, fun times. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language, thinking, and dead air.
Okay, after that short break, we are back with another super amazing guest from another podcast that's probably going to show me up. This is Jazz from We See in Pixels. Hello, Jazz.
Hey, how's it going?
Oh, it's pretty amazing. Thank you for coming and joining us on this super incredibly balmy night.
Yeah, hell of a night.
Balmy
balmy, as in.
Yeah. No, I know what you mean by balmy. It's not balmy. It's just fucking hot. No,
it's right, insanely
whatever,
hot.
Whatever you call it when my underwear's soggy. Whatever that is.
Oh,
that,
gross.
Yes.
Gross. Yeah, it's exactly that's
sweating
what it
from
is.
Places you didn't know you can sweat from.
Oh, I knew I could sweat from there. I just didn't want to.
Oh. No. Move on.
Yeah, moving on. Okay, as I said, Jazz is from a podcast called We See in Pixels. Jazz, do you want to explain what your podcast is about? Kind of the things that you like to talk about. Hype it up. Make it exciting. So
We See in Pixels is three of us just getting together, just a bunch of friends getting together, talking about games we've played of the week. Games we've all, like, very opinionated in our way, which makes it a really nice debate. I guess, like, we've got a slight preference to Nintendo from what I've heard from other readers and listeners, but I guess so.
What's going on tonight? Where did we find all these Nintendoites, Lewis?
It's not intentional, that's the problem. It's just the nostalgia. Look,
accidental.
It's a nostalgic aspect.
Accidental Nintendo is not an excuse.
It's always an excuse. Yeah, we just talk about random games. We also have, like, a topic of the week, which you try to, like, disagree on. But for some reason, we've been agreeing a lot on recently. So, yeah, it's definitely a lot of versatility. So, if you like a lot of funny stuff, come check us out.
So, is it mostly about games, or is it about, like, things that are happening in the game industry, events that are going on, stuff like that as well?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, we had, obviously, recently E3 was on, so we talked a lot about E3.
E3 was on?
That crazy.
Man, I must have missed it.
Yeah. Well, if you listen to our podcast, you might have missed it.
Yeah, so we just had, like, a E3 episode where we just went over stuff. Like, I guess we had a predictions episode, and then we had post episode, so that was quite cool.
Had a predictions episode?
Yeah, we were all horribly wrong. Like,
Lewis, write this down.
Horribly wrong.
Did you say Fallout 4 is just going to take the whole show?
No, surprisingly.
Then you were horribly wrong. Congratulations.
Yeah, surprisingly, yeah. There you go.
Well, I think we were pretty much just excited about Fallout 4, and that was it. I think that just kind of overshadowed the entire everything.
Yeah,
for us.
I just kind of blacked out.
I'm gonna put Fallout a little damper on you guys on the little talk right now, because all of us are not massive, like, Fallout fans. We're more like the Skyrim and Elder Scrolls series fans.
Do you know what, though? But that is brilliant, and that's exactly what this is about. This is exactly why we're doing this tonight, because... People don't always want to listen to us talking about the stuff that we want to talk about. They might want to hear about people talking about Nintendo. And if you really are that way inclined, you know, if you're that kind of person, and I'm not going to label you, then maybe We See in Pixels is the kind of podcast you might want to listen to, as well as Ready Player 2, I'd like to
as
add.
Well.
Yeah, not instead of, because that's a strong thing. Yeah, that's great. So just on a, bearing in mind that you kind of slant towards Nintendo, I've been asking everybody this tonight, but profanity level of your podcast rated from 1 to 10, where would you sit there?
We started off like 0 being completely PG, and then we've gone excessively worse as more episodes get released, so I guess we're around about maybe a 7 now.
So we're
getting worse.
I think originally I started off being bleeped slightly, and then eventually it was just too much to edit, so that stopped.
I think we just, like, got more comfortable in the role, and we've just slowly let loose our, like, vocabulary, and it's become
it
a lot worse.
At this point, you've already tied the listeners in. So, you know, and besides, they're already 6 or 7, so they've probably picked up half this language anyway.
Yeah.
So it'll be fine. Okay, good. We're going to move on to a game. So I think I did explain this to you just before we started recording.
Yes.
So this game that we're going to do now is a twist on Desert Island Discs. So we're going to call this Desert Island Games because we couldn't think of anything else. So effectively, the point here is you are going to be stranded on a desert island. You, for some inexplicable reason, have got electricity. So you can take with you a console, only one console, any console that's ever been out, and 3 games for that console. And the idea is you're never going to be getting off this island, so you have got to be able to use those and keep yourself entertained in between, you know, hunting and gathering and killing zombies or whatever else is going on the island. So does that sound okay?
Yep, that sounds challenging.
and I'm unprepared for this, actually. So I've got to be honest, I'm not 100% sure where I'm going to go. So would you like to go first or second?
I don't mind going first. Why not? Jump into the deep end.
Good grief. All right, that would be brilliant, because that would really give me time to Google. You know, I'm being honest. All right, Lewis, do you want to take the reins?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do this.
I'm not sure what I need to rein in, but...
should we all do this? Should we all get involved? Let's all It doesn't need somebody to host it, does it? No. But it does. How are we going to score it?
We'll self-regulate.
We don't need to score it.
No, I'll score it, because I scored the last one.
I'm biased.
What happens if you're, like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. All right, so Jazz, you can start. You go ahead. Tell us what console that you would take with you and what games you would take and why.
I am split in horribly between the N64 and the PlayStation 3.
Really?
Simply because, like, I had the PlayStation... I had the N64, and that's, like, my nostalgic game. So I had, like, classic games that I'd love to go back and play, such as, like, Zelda. I mean, I'm a mega, mega Zelda fan. So that's tempting me. But then again, the game that really made me fall in love with video games was Dynasty Warriors. And that's probably going to hurt a lot of you guys' feelings.
No,
so.
Do you know what? I absolutely love Dynasty Warriors.
Yes, thank
is
you.
That, is that bizarre? Man. Yeah, I absolutely love Dynasty Warriors. Have you seen the new game that was announced at E3 that was, oh, good grief. Lewis, you probably remember what this is called. The medieval fighting one.
Yes, For Honor.
Yeah.
That game blew me away. I really want to play it.
It's medieval Dynasty Warriors.
Yes.
Anyway, sorry, we're getting off topic. You carry on.
So I feel like just for Dynasty Warriors, I'm going to go with PS3.
Okay. All right, that's a strong start. What would be your second game?
Second game, I also fell in love. There was two games that really made me buy the PS3, and that was because Dynasty Warriors was always released on PlayStation Network, the Sony product, so I wanted to get it for that. And the other one was Oblivion at the time, just took my breath away and was amazing for its time at least. So I'm going to go with Elder Scrolls Oblivion.
I don't know what I'm going to go with now. Bollocks.
Have I just stolen your thunder?
Yeah, just completely. Because Dynasty Warriors is just this like smashing hack and
slashing crazy thing.
Yeah,
and it's just like got
thing.
Hours and hours and hundreds of characters.
And Oblivion is just like, I spent ridiculous amounts of time casing out people's houses before I robbed all their stuff. So it's just like, you know, I just go around for a bit, gathering up some coconuts, talk to my volleyball for a bit, and then play some Dynasty Warriors and a little bit of Oblivion. That sounds amazing. Do you have a third game?
This is the tough bit. Now you have to find one that's like a little bit different to those. Probably not at the moment. Can I come back to that one, or can I?
Okay then, Rich. What's your console?
Well, hang on a minute, because I was expecting more time. God damn it! Okay.
Think fast, rookie.
I'm thinking. So we've already said that I'm not allowed to take a PC, am I?
No, that'd be too cheating.
What about Steam Machine?
No.
Oh no! Come on, that's just PC.
God damn it! Okay. All right. Okay. 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 I'm going to take, controversially, because I don't actually have one of these, I'm going to take a PS4.
Ooh.
And this is quite controversial for me, but there's a reason. There's a reason for this. I'm going to take with me a PS4, and the first game I'm going to take with me on the PS4, for reasons that anybody who has ever heard me before will understand, Minecraft.
Oh my god. Yep.
Because just...
But Minecraft's on PS3.
Shut up. I'm pretty sure it's on PS4.
And mobile.
It's on PS4.
And on everything else.
It's on everything.
And Xbox 360.
Yeah. But I want to say
and
PS4.
And on soon-to-be Tamagotchi.
Yeah, because I get... just PS4. Just because, you know, I would say better graphics, but, you know, it's Minecraft. But, yeah. Because, obviously, what you want to do when you're stuck on a desert island is simulate a blocky version of that desert island in which you can build all the fantastical things that you wish you could build in real life to help yourself survive.
Wow, that is such a quality answer.
Do you know what? Bear Grylls would have such a field day with us. He'd be like, you can just die. Okay, so Minecraft is the first game I'm going to take with me on the PS4. The second game... this is really difficult. And I want to... Am I allowed to say again it isn't out yet?
No.
No.
Well, that's not fair.
Tough titties,
homies. But I've picked a console that doesn't have any games on it.
That's your own fault.
God damn it!
So close.
It through.
Oh, good grief. Okay, I'm going to... Now, all right.
Jazz even helped you. He said you could have picked the PS3.
I could have picked the PS3, but no.
Do you know what would be really cheeky? If you said, like, Xbox One and then go the Rare Collection.
Oh, God.
That would have been really cheeky.
I don't think you're
allowed
to pick compendiums, because I was very tempted to go with a Nintendo console and go with, like, Super Mario All-Stars or something.
Oh.
I thought that would have been cheating. Okay, second game I'm going to go with this is... Yeah, I'm going to go with The Last of Us Remastered.
Okay.
Okay.
Because amazing. And even though people are probably going to again call me slightly wrong for this, you got something for your spank bank.
No.
What? But Joel's really hot.
Okay. I thought you were going in completely the other direction.
This just took a whole nother twist.
Look, right. The actress that plays her is fine. You know, there is no problems there.
Okay, and Jazz, what's your third game?
I thought I had one for a second, then I just completely got blown away. I really liked Kessen as well. Can you just tell him like I'm a massive Koei fan? This is really sad.
Right.
Yeah, I really liked Kessen because it was like really strategical. But I guess that's not going to help me on like a desert island very much.
What game is that, sorry?
It was like a real-time strategy game. With like armies and like it was based in Japan. It was really cool. I mean, never heard of it.
No, it just looks like Dynasty Warriors.
Yeah, it's by the same
developers. Oh, no, hang on. No, I've seen that angry-looking Chinese fella before.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was on PlayStation 2. You've got a PlayStation 3.
Oh, sugar.
Yeah,
hang
you'd be cheap. Oh,
hang on. I was about to say, like, PlayStation 3 can play
PlayStation 2. Does it do backwards compatibility with PlayStation 2?
No, I'm not going to do that. That'd be cheating far too much.
That would be a scrub move.
Yeah.
We don't have scrubs on our desert island. God damn it.
I feel like I need to pick, like, a really long RPG that I've never played. I've never played, like, Mass Effect.
Oh, that's a risk. That is a risk.
So I guess I'll go with... Oh, no, I don't want to do it.
You're taking an unknown quantity with you on the desert island.
I'm really torn.
You just got to go for it, man. He's got to make that decision. His boat is sailing.
Can you say the game has multiplayer? Like, online multiplayer?
You're on a freaking desert island. You don't have a broadband
I have electricity.
I haven't got a wireless broadband connection. Presumably, you'd call for help. Send more games.
Sometimes you don't think outside the box.
You're too busy playing multiplayer.
Yeah, you're getting too hooked.
Have you got a final game, or do we need to go
I'm going to go with FIFA. Just because it's repetitive and you kind of get bored.
You had it right until the last minute. You had it. Are you going to go with... hang on a minute. Are you going to go with a new one that's got women in it?
If it's released on the PlayStation 3, sure, why not?
Cool. There you go. That makes a bit more sense to me now. I'm going to go... Can I go with my last one before we move over to Lewis?
Go on, then.
Why do you sound like that?
No reason.
Okay.
just reason.
I'm going to take Grand Theft Auto 5 just because it's massive. And you can do loads and loads and loads of stuff on it. And all right, I might not have a broadband connection to do the online play. But if you're stuck on a desert island and you've got some anger to work out, you know, Grand Theft Auto is the game to do it on.
Yeah, you can just go around doing lots of crazy stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you start taking it out on the wildlife that you find on the island, eventually the monkey's going to revolt. And then you're going to have a problem. You're going to have a problem on your hands. So it's good to vent on something that isn't going to cause that to happen. To stop
the rebellion.
Yeah, exactly. Lewis, do you have a console and three games you want to go with?
Yeah, mine would be the Xbox One with Fallout 4.
We said no future games that haven't been released.
It would be Fallout 4, probably GTA 5, and the Rare Collection.
That's just cheat.
That is so cheating.
A game that hasn't come out, a collection, and a game that I picked.
Yeah, but I made up the rules, so it sucks to be you guys.
Can I change my last answer to Red Dead Redemption?
Well, at this point, we can do whatever the fuck we want, apparently.
Brilliant.
Oh, wait.
Brilliant.
You want to change your last answer to Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah.
Because that would win you the game.
Hang on. I just want a sequel to that game.
I feel like I've been steamrolled here.
Well, if you can pick Rare Collection, surely I can change.
I didn't pick the Rare Collection. We're moving on. Nobody wins.
Nobody wins. All losers.
Game over. That's it.
Game over. I hope you all go to a desert island. Okay, that was good. That was enjoyable. I like that. I'd like to do that again. That was enjoyable. Right, Jazz, do you want to just plug the podcast? Plug yourself if you want. Just plug everything. Just go for it.
Okay, I'm going to plug. I'm going to plug like I've never plugged before.
And tell us where people can find you on the internet, websites, Twitters, whatevers.
So, we see in pixels. Oh my God, I cannot speak.
We see in pixels.
We see in pixels. It's the heat. It's got to me. We recorded the other night and we just like completely failed to record a podcast. We see in pixels podcast can be found out at www.weseeinpixels.co.uk. You can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/WeSeeingPixels and also on Twitter at WeSeeingPixels. You should definitely check us out. We're a fun group a lot. We only record for about an hour. We sometimes have some guests on, hint, hint, nudge, nudge. So come and check us out. Come and join us on this crazy journey.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Jazz, for coming on and meeting us
tonight.
Thanks
for having us.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm sure we'll speak to you soon. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jazz. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Do 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 thank you everybody for coming and listening. This has been, I guess, the one podcast for all them all. Actually, are we allowed to say that? Are we the
no.
one podcast? No, we're not. Okay, no. This has just been a podcast with loads of other people on other podcasts.
We're the one podcast to pimp the others out.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So this has been a Massive Circle joke brought to you by Ready Player 2. So thank you very much for Jazz from We See in Pixels. Thank you also to John from Digital Diaries and the almighty Chris Coleman from Big Red Barrel. I have been Rich. You can find me at Zebwen, that's Zebwen, on Twitter. You can find me at richard-horsley.com. Where I do all my righty things. Lewis, where can people find you?
You can find me at Louis_Kong on Twitter, or just search for Louis Kong.
Just search for you.
Yeah, pretty much.
Just Googling.
If you were that bothered.
And you can find the whole of the Ready Player 2 podcast on Twitter at twitter.com/readyp2, the number 2. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/readyplayer2, the number 2. You can find us on YouTube, because we've got the YouTube videos going on, which is youtube.com. I think it's /readyplayer2, that's the number 2, TV, and we've got newish videos going up, and all of our podcasts are going up on YouTube as well. You can find us on the Palace of Wisdom, which is palaceofwisdom.co.uk, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, I got it right. The Palace of Wisdom.co.uk, who are hosting and working with us on all of our podcasts that we do now. That's it. Thank you to everybody who was involved, and thank you to everybody for listening. This has been the non-canon slotted-in episode of Ready Player 2 with loads of other podcasts in. I've been Rich, and Lewis has been...
Lewis.
Which is good. Which is pretty good.
Existing.
Yeah. Thank you very much, everybody. Goodbye.
Goodbye.